that Syria's air defenses were able to confront an Israeli aerial attack that targeted Sheikh Najjar, an industrial zone in an area called Sheikh Najjar in the northeastern countryside of Aleppo. The Syrian army statement said that the Syrian army air defenses were able to shoot down several of those missiles. However, the residents of Aleppo heard sounds of explosions over there. We still don't have exact information on what was the target, but reports, unconfirmed reports, say that Israel targeted a Syrian army ammunition depot. This is only info. It's not confirmed by any official source yet over there. However, there was an explosion due to the attack, and also there was an electricity cut in the city of Aleppo just directly after the attack happened at about 11 p.m. Local time here in Syria.
And Mohammed, how odd this is that Israel would carry this attack out while the UN Security Council is discussing Washington's unilateral move to, designate or to recognize Israel's illegal occupation of Syrian land. It's almost like they want to justify that, Syria's hostile, we need to attack them, we need to have justification to take Syrian land. We heard almost every country except for the U.S. blast the Israeli regime for that, this move, in fact.
Yes, exactly. Every time Syria asks for a UN Security Council meeting, there is always a kind of a foreign strike on Syria. For example, when Syria asks for a UN Security Council meeting on issues regarding the war on Syria, we usually saw how the US-led coalition, for example, strike at the same time Syria. This is a similar scenario. Israel striked Aleppo at the same time when this Security Council meeting was held on the topic of the Golan. This is not a surprise for the Syrian government or the Syrians themselves here in Syria, but definitely the Syrian army's air defenses are always on standby for such attacks because they are expected at any time. The Israeli side has yet officially not spoken about this particular airstrike in Aleppo. We have to wait and see what will they be speaking or saying, if they will.
Thank you, Mohammed, for that update. Joining us out of Damascus, our own Press TV's Mohammed Ali. And that's a wrap for this bulletin, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Press TV World News, and bye-bye for now.